This is VOH's V Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israeli police fired stun grenades towards Palestinians who threw rocks and petrol bombs at officers outside a prominent Jerusalem mosque on Friday, hours after Israel and Hamas reached a ceasefire in Gaza. Police raids of that compound and clashes with Palestinians during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan helped touch off violence between Israel and Gaza's Islamist rulers, Hamas, who agreed to a truce on Friday after 11 days of fighting. Myanmar's junta-appointed election commission will dissolve Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party, or NLD, because of what it said was fraud in a November election, news outlet Myanmar Now said Friday, citing a commissioner. Myanmar Now said the decision was made during a meeting with political parties that was boycotted by many parties, including the NLD. China's President Xi Jinping on Friday pledged $3 billion in aid over the next 3 years to help developing countries recover from the coronavirus pandemic and proposed setting up an international forum on vaccine cooperation. The forum would be for vaccine developing and producing countries and others to explore promoting fair distribution of vaccines around the world. She spoke at the G20 Global Health Summit. And new airline Breeze Airways pitches for smaller cities in the U.S. The startup low-cost airline on Friday said it would begin service next week, focusing on flights between smaller U.S. cities that don't have direct service from larger carriers. This is the fifth commercial airline startup by founder David Neeleman, including JetBlue and Canada's WestJet. For more stories making news today, please visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japan expanded a state of emergency to cover the southern island of Okinawa on Friday as authorities approved two more coronavirus vaccines to speed up a lagging inoculation campaign. The newly approved vaccines from Moderna and AstraZeneca will join the one co-developed by Pfizer and BioNTech in a vaccination drive that began in mid-February. Pfizer and the Indian government, meantime, are facing off over a demand by the U.S. drug maker for legal protection from any claims linked to the use of its COVID-19 vaccine, two sources told Reuters. India has not given any manufacturer of a COVID-19 vaccine indemnity against the cost of compensation for severe side effects, which is a condition Pfizer has obtained in many countries where its shots have been used, including Britain and the United States. And Pfizer and BioNTech have yet to decide whether their new commitment announced by Pfizer on Friday to supply 2 billion COVID-19 vaccine doses to low and middle income countries will be handled by the International Vaccine Sharing Facility, COVAX. The second shot of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine must not be given to anyone who has had blood clots with low blood platelets after receiving the first, Europe's medicines regulator said Friday. The recommendations for healthcare professionals were provided by the European Medicines Agency as part of an ongoing review into rare but severe blood clots, plus possibly linked to inoculation after the shot, and also Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine. The International Monetary Fund on Friday unveiled a $50 billion proposal to end the COVID-19 pandemic by vaccinating at least 40% of the population in all countries by the end of 2021 and at least 60% by the first half of 2022. IMF officials say that doing so would inject the equivalent of $9 trillion into the global economy by 2025 due to a faster resumption of economic activity. And London and its famed West End Entertainment District are coming alive again after months of closure due to COVID. That's what veteran theater producer Cameron McIntosh said as he reopened a staged concert of hit musical Les Miserables. McIntosh is also known for producing shows like Phantom of the Opera and Cats. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman reporting for VOA News.